I still hold a certain reverence for John Wayne, partly it's because of the movies he made and the man he was. But also it's because he had the courage to grant me this interview when he was quite ill, knowing full well it would probably be his last. What's your idea of a very good day?
Well, it's getting up in the morning, being still here. That's as far as I'm concerned. That's reached the point now. I've had enough experience to know that if I open my eyes and look outside, it's a nice, foggy day. If it's a sunny day, it's beautiful.
It's a very kind of a day, especially.
If I'm there.
Are you worried?
Not the least. I'm kidding. I'm not. Well, I'm kidding, sort of, on the level. No, I'm not worried. I've been around for quite a while. Enjoyed the fruits of capitalism.
Let's go back a little bit. Tell me about your childhood. Where'd you get the name Duke? No one calls you John.
Oh, a dog. I had an Airedale dog. We lived in Glendale, California, and he used to follow me to school as far as the fire station. And the firemen all knew the dog's name was Duke. It was named Baldwin Airedale, really beautiful dog. And so they called the dog Big Duke, and when I came back from school to pick him up, I was little Duke. So that was the beginning.
There used to write, not just the press, there was kind of that there was a John Wayne type movie and that you always played John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there a John Wayne type movie?
Well, what they have become to expect of me, I try to be on the screen. And that's, I try to, as I said, I try to keep myself to where they can identify with me. I remember when I was a young man and we were making a picture in which Harry Carey playing my father with Shepherd of the Hill. And we'd all gathered in the Harry Carey area and we're having a little drink on the Saturday afternoon or Sunday, and we're talking about pictures, and you know, I was imbued with the idea that I wanted to play every kind of part. And I saw Ollie Carey, that Carey Carey. Life and they loved me and it's been great. When all these people asked, she said, "You're a big jerk. You're a jerk to use the language of a truck driver." I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "Look at," and Harry Carey just walked in the room. She said, "Would you like to see Harry Carey different?" And I said, "No, certainly." And she said, "Well, then, why don't you wise up? The American people have taken you to their heart, and they expect a certain thing of them. Don't disappoint them." And I think it's the best advice I was ever given in my life.
You think you're a good actor?
I know I'm a good actor. But I've been at it for 50 years. I should have learned something. You know,
Are you is John Wayne Marion Morrison, the guy that we see on screen? Is he now you? Are you rough and tough and a hard drinker and soft with women and hard with men?
Yeah, I like to drink. And I like women. And I've probably done a lot softer than I should be on occasion, really. And a lot tougher on some men, better than myself.
I don't know whether you said this because I went back and was reading some things from the past, but there was a quote in which you said, "Women scare the hell out of me. I've always been afraid of them."
True.
Women scare the hell out of you?
Yeah. I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you romantic?
Very.
Did John Wayne ever cry?
I've cried on many occasions. Not about myself, but about other people.
when we talk about sexuality in pictures, and when we talk about beautiful women as sex symbols, do you think of yourself as a sex symbol? I mean, you did have many women who were attracted to you. I'm not talking about on screen, I'm talking about off screen as well.
It was, you know, and at the time I was 45 or 50, yes, I was. I wasn't a sex symbol, but there was, I'm sure, a feeling of sex in the minds of audiences. I wasn't milk toast in any form, so I suppose there was that. But you know, I enjoyed things like quiet men, relationship with Maureen O'Hara, because it was healthy and strong, and it was still sensual, but it was not a degrading.
What do you mean, what's degrading?
Oh, I don't know. A sweaty body and matted hair and just flesh. I mean, wet, hot flesh.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
How did you feel about doing love scenes? Wet, cooking love scenes?
Well, if it was blocked it off enough, it was a lot of fun.
Do you watch your old movies on television?
Occasionally. When there's a real, oh, like they had Wake at the Red Witch. I looked at it on a late, late movie.
How'd you feel?
Well, it's kind of irritating to see I was a good, lucky 40-year-old man, and suddenly I can look over here and see this 71-year-old.
You're not a bad-looking
fellow. Well, yeah, but I'm not squawking. But you know, it's you kind of think, God, it's pretty wonderful. Yeah.
If there has been criticism of you, and let's face it, there's been a lot of criticism of you.
True for you.
Okay. It has primarily been because you speak your mouth, you speak your piece, and because of what your views are, you are. When I was reading about you again and again, I would read that John Wayne is a right-wing arts conservative. Are you?
I don't think so at all. You know, I think that people should be allowed to have different points of view. I don't think that label thing, you know, I don't think you should have to be all the way right or all the way left. In the original sense of the word, I feel that I am a liberal. I listen to everybody's point of view and make up my own mind. And I feel that anybody that will listen to somebody else's point of view is taking a liberal attitude. I haven't found any of the liberals listening to anybody else, and then the vernacular has changed, let's say.
Do you always vote Republican?
Well, I voted for Roosevelt one time. Most of the rest of the time I voted Republican.
How do you feel about business? A lot of young people today, and a lot of people aren't so young, feel that a big business is the enemy in this country. Only.
Oh, I don't know how it's reached that proportion, but certainly has. I don't remember any liberal politicians arranging and promoting and distributing and producing vacuum cleaners and washing machines to save millions of women a great deal of back-breaking effort. It was businessmen looking for a profit. Think of the automobiles that we had. Do you think that that had anything to do with socialism? It was men who wanted to become millionaires, and they went out, invested money, developed a new field, got thousands and thousands of jobs for people. That is capitalism.
Are you still worried about communism in this country?
I'm certainly worried about socialism taking over. I don't remember any I don't remember any socialist organizations coming up with new medicines and drugs that save people's lives. I only know it having been done by people who had the incentive to go out and make a profit.
Let me talk to you about Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
Because I think if there was a time when you were unpopular with the public, it was because of your views on Vietnam.
My honesty about Vietnam.
Your views on Vietnam.
My honesty.
Okay. Now, what do you think we should have done militarily in Vietnam? Do you think we should have
militarily? We should have turned it over to the military, let them go in and win the war and save about a third of the lives that were used. They'll probably blow up their dams and their the things that would make them realize that we were on the level. I mean, a war is not a thing for Aunt Emma and her tennis shoes. I mean, if you're going
to
go to war, well, we did just as bad, didn't we? We kept blowing up people here and there for months instead of getting it all done and showing that we back our commitment, give the people of South Vietnam a chance to have a government different than North Vietnam, which is what we had promised.
What do you think of Jane Fonda?
Well, I've known her since she was that high. I love Henry. You saw the picture in there. Back in the 30s, we were, you know, we've been friends forever. I think naturally that she's a little mixed up in her thinking, and I guess she feels the same about me. That's our right as Americans, I guess.
How do you feel about the women's movement?
I think they have every right to any position that they are qualified to hold.
What does that mean? Should they qualify?
Exactly that.
Any position at all is okay with
right.
Woman president, woman
right.
President.
Anything.
Do you feel in a relationship that the man should be the boss, the macho, the...
Well, if this country had stayed the way it was, and every man would have had two jobs instead of looking for one, if we hadn't made it so tough for a family to keep up their type of living, their wives had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it would be more pleasant. I think it would be more pleasant for the lady as well.
For the man to go to work and the
man
lady
to go home. To work and the lady to have her other interests. Political, bridge.
Are you going to be in trouble?
Why?
I don't know. I can just hear it if we air this. Political, bridge. I mean, what if I said to you, why don't you, you know, it'd be Duke, I'd say, you know,
bridge.
Your little life.
Good.
Your bridge.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll go play bridge and you go do the work. That's fine with me. I love bridge.
Were you ever in love with any of your leading ladies?
The one that was very pleasant to me was Marlene Dietrich. I did three pictures of her.
Who do you think is the most beautiful woman in Hollywood in the movies?
No.
Well, at any time. Who really knocked you out?
God knows there's no more classic beauty than Elizabeth Taylor. And
she came to
life. So beautiful as a little girl. And she grew. She flowered and she became a sex symbol.
All three of your wives were from Latin America. Why did you... is there a special thing that Latin American women have for you?
When I was younger, when I got a vacation, I couldn't get any privacy any place in the United States. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to Mexico or go to Spain or go here or go there.
That's right.
And so when I was feeling relaxed and passing the pleasantries, it was always in the company of people whose language I still can't speak.
I want to talk about some other things that you said. Sometimes I listen to you and I think, why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Well, I don't
mean because, it would have been easier for you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
A lot of people think actors should, you know, just get up there and act.
Will you explain to me why an actor should keep his mouth shut more than anyone else.
Because maybe he's listened. He has more power than anyone else because he is an actor.
Well, not near the power that the press has, and they certainly say a lot of things they shouldn't say.
Do you never worry that it might interfere with your career or that people might dislike you?
I am me.
And if they get mad and they don't like you, so what?
I am me.
When you read now, people call you the legend or the legendary John Wayne. I mean, do you feel as if they're writing about a monument or a man who isn't here anymore, or do you say, rather?
Well, you know, that was kind of scary. Let's say, you know, there's a thing to frighten you. They talk like you're a part of the past, and rightfully so. I am a part of the past. But I also want to be a little part of the future, too.
At this point in your life, having faced illness, I guess having faced the prospect of death, do you have a philosophy, or do you have a point of view that you think kind of sums up your thinking today?
Listen, I spoke to the man up there on many occasions, and I have, but I've always said, deep faith that there is a supreme being. There has to be. You know, it's just, to me, that's just a normal thing to have that kind of faith. The fact that he's let me stick around a little longer, or she let me stick around a little longer, certainly goes great with me. And I want to hang around as long as I'm healthy and not in anybody's way.
Has it been a good life?
Great for me.
Any regrets?
Great for me. Yeah. Here and there, probably.
If you had it to do all over again?
I'd do it the same way.
The same way? Stick around for a while longer, will you?
I sure want to.